So Romans chapter 16, verses 25 to 27 says, "Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen." In this final week of Advent, we're going to light two candles. Don't burn the house down.
Yeah.
I'll do my best. So today we light first the love candle and the Christ candle. Maybe. I promise I tried this before and it worked. It wants to go. There it goes. What is the love candle? It's otherwise known as the angel candle, and it represents purity. We've seen the other candles representing a part of the Christmas story in addition to different virtues. First week, we saw the prophecies about the coming Messiah. The second week, we heard about Bethlehem and Jesus' birthplace. Week three, the shepherds who came to see Jesus. And now our fourth week, the angels who proclaim the good news of Jesus' birth to the shepherds. Love plays a vital role in the Christmas story. Because of Joseph's love for Mary, he didn't stone her when he found out that she was pregnant with what he thought was a child out of wedlock with another man. Mary has a natural motherly love for Jesus. And ultimately, we see God's love for everyone by sending his son for us. Jesus focused on preaching love throughout his ministry. Two of his greatest commandments involve love. Love God, love your neighbor. Love is the greatest of all the virtues on the Advent wreath and encompasses Jesus' entire purpose for being on earth. What does the Bible say about love? Quite a bit. Depending on your translation, the word love, the English word love, appears between 100 and 300 times throughout Scripture. And it makes sense. God is love. People will know that we are Christians by our love. Love sacrificed Jesus' son. Nope, God's son, for our sins. I typed that wrong. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7 alone tallies off a number of characteristics of love. It's patient, kind, it doesn't envy, etc. We can't walk with Christ without it, and we can't have the Christmas story without it. As Linus states in the Charlie Brown Christmas, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Some churches on Christmas or the Sunday after Christmas will remove the other candles and leave the Christ candle, showing that the old has passed away and the new has come. In other words, the law of Jesus followed in the Old Testament, the sinful nature of man, all of it has passed away, and Christ has brought the new covenant, a new promise of salvation. Often churches will make the Christ candle larger than the rest to show that Christ is the reason for the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that we have. Jesus is the reason for the season. So what about this big white candle in the middle? This is the Christ candle. The white symbolizes Jesus' purity, showing his blamelessness. Not surprisingly, the Christ candle represents Christ and the role he plays in the Christmas story. As Jesus brought light into the world through his arrival on earth as a baby. Why does that even matter? We can't be Christians without Jesus and without love. Otherwise, our works and our purpose on earth are for nothing. We need Christ and we need his love to share the good news of salvation throughout the earth. Jesus connects all the Advent candles. As through him, we can have hope, peace, joy, and love. Without him, why have any of those things? Christ steps down in the darkness to light the world. Because of him, we can be a light unto others, showing them the true meaning of Christmas. Let's pray. Father, the whole meaning of Christmas can be explained in one little four-letter word, love. You sent your gift of pure love to us that first Christmas. Love descended from heaven to be born of a virgin. Love lay in the scratchy hay of a manger and a meager barn in Bethlehem. All of your love, God, was robed in the delicate skin of a baby and wrapped in swaddling clothes. This final week of Advent helps us to reflect on the magnitude of love that was made manifest in Jesus. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Messiah and ruler of all. Yet you came not as a lion, but as a lamb. You came as an innocent baby whose purpose was to walk this earth in complete love and then to sacrificially give your life as an atonement for the sins of your children. Emmanuel, God with us, love in the form of a man. There is no greater gift than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You willingly gave the gift of your life because of your love. Your righteous blood covered our sin. You redeem and restore us when we confess you as Lord and Savior of our life. In that moment, you give us the gift of your love for all eternity. We receive grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy in that moment. Father, this final week of Advent, fill our hearts and minds with the significance of that truth. Thank you, Lord, for loving us enough to send Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.